friends of the show, and I'm sure they are bored of chatting to me now. Welcome to the show once again, Jamie, Michael, Matthew and Thomas. It's Collabro.
Hello.
We'll never be bored.
Soon I'm going to be asking how your nans are and the
dogs
and that sort of stuff. We've got that kind of relationship now, haven't
we? Put the kettle on.
Yeah.
We love it.
Since you last came in and we had biscuits in a chat, the album was released. How did that go for you?
Fabulous. It hit the top 10, which we were very proud of. That was our aim. And we smashed it, which we were really happy with. And it's been brilliant. I mean, it's just gone down really, really well. So very, very pleased.
You've been to America as well.
We have. We got back from America not so long back. I think we had about 9-10 shows out there, and it was amazing. Every show was fantastic. The audiences out there were just really, really up for it, and they really enjoyed it.
Are they a different kind of fan out there? Because I know a lot of your fans are all over socials. Every time you're on the show, they're all tuning in. So are the American fans, are they different?
You know what? They're absolutely crazy, but in a really nice, really lovely way. Crazy in a lovely way.
Okay.
I think what Tom's trying to say is that because they know, you know, it's normally quite a period of time before we get to go back, you know, internationally. So I think when we're there, they want to come and see us at everywhere. So we'll have fans that literally will fly all across America with us to try and see us as many times as possible.
The first time we did gigs in America, we did New York and LA, which are like polar opposite cities. And we did New York first. And some people came up to us afterwards and went, I've flown all the way from LA to come see you. And we went, you do know that we're doing a gig in LA as well. They went, yes, we're going to that as well.
It's so cool. They're amazing.
I have to think about the time when I was following bands when I was younger. I didn't spend that amount of money. That is quite impressive, isn't it? Mm. To get all the flights and do all that travelling, that's impressive stuff.
We have a big extended family.
Humongous. Now then, you've been doing other things as well. Jamie in particular, you know, you're doing your little presenting at Olivia Awards. How was that for you?
Oh, it was great fun. What was really nice was I turned around about halfway through and the boys were all on the carpet with my mum and their families, and it was just really sweet. So it was nice. It's a really wonderful celebration of theatre, and obviously we're all about musical theatre. And it was just really intense and a sort of a baptism of fire, and really wonderful.
Good. They weren't pulling faces behind you, were they, on camera?
Probably.
Yeah. Fingers up behind
you. We would never.
Yeah, you would. And that's fine. We love it. Now, the big thing for you this summer is that you're doing some wonderful venues across the UK. In particular, you come in right on our doorstep to Harewood House, which I think locally people call it Harwood. Okay, just so you know, some people call it Harwood, in Leeds. You're doing a tour and you're supporting Sir Cliff Richard.
We are. We're very, very excited. Obviously, such an icon. He's such a legend. And we met him. We did a gig in London. And he wanted to come backstage and meet us afterwards, say hello and everything. And we got talking. And now it turns out we're supporting him on tour. So we're very, very, very excited for that.
Now, what will you be doing to support Sir Cliff? What sort of is going to be in your repertoire?
We're going to sing.
Bringing him his food.
Are you really? Are you going to sing?
Maybe.
Fetching his coffee.
are you just doing all of your hits, or have you got a certain style? Because it's a different venue. It's outdoor. It's amazing.
We've got a set list in mind, and it's going to be our biggest and best songs from all three albums, and hopefully everyone's going to love it.
Now, Sir Cliff is on his 102nd album. I find that, like, amazing.
102nd?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's
we're
insane.
Almost catching up, aren't we?
Yeah. almost.
Just 99 to go.
Yeah.
So how many a year is that on average?
Well, he's had hits in every decade, hasn't
he? A lot
he?
Of those must be, like, live albums or, like, compilation albums.
I wonder how many, like...
But he's been doing it since
actual
the
50s. Actual original albums he's had. It's got to be, like...
Loads.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do
some homework for you, Tom.
Okay.
I'll go do some work. In his, like you said, eras of music, he's been doing it since the 50s. What is your best memory of Cliff in terms of what was your era? For me, it was songs like this. So that that's me. I'm more of a late 70s, early 80s Cliff Richard fan myself.
I think because we're
summer
all
holiday, all
new
way.
School theatre, yeah, like Matt said, summer holiday.
Living,
you know,
doll,
living doll,
kind of
bachelor boy.
Bachelor boy.
We've actually just found out that he's had 45 studio albums.
Ah, there you go.
Original studio albums. That's insane.
Wow, that is impressive.
So we've got 40. Efficient.
So he's got more albums that aren't official than are official.
Well, yeah.
No, because like, that's his own studio albums. He also has like compilation albums, greatest hits.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Which wow. are all incredible.
Fantastic. Next time you can do the prep for the interview. You've done half of it already, haven't you? Do you remember
Indeed.
Last time you were here, we had a round of Guess Who with your songs?
Oh, yeah. That? That was amazing.
Yes.
How about we do it with Sir Cliff's?
No. As long as it's summer holiday.
Well,
as long as it's the ones we've just mentioned.
Go okay. on, make us look like fools.
Okay, well, let me play the jingle.
Guess ooh.
And because you've guessed it already, I will give you this one. Here we go.
That's summer holiday.
Summer holiday. For a week or two. Ooh. Yeah, there is an ooh in there. You may know this one.
Garrow doesn't live here anymore.
No.
Don't know.
We don't know.
Talking.
Yes, we don't.
We don't talk anymore.
I love who it is.
We've got some help in the studio.
I can hear this. We don't talk anymore. In your ears. Okay.
Gary
and
doesn't talk anymore.
And one more. You might not know this, but your help in the studio might. And it's not really an ooh, it's an O, so I'm really
oh,
breaking
that's
the rules.
Oh, that's cool. Is it a song? It's called, I know, Oh.
That famous song.
Oh. It was a duet with Phil Everly. Do you know that one?
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. So we had a round of Guess Who with Calabro, but not with
we
your own
well.
Songs, but with Sir Cliff Richard. You did all right. Please thank whoever's in the studio tipping you off.
Yeah.
What is happening for you this time once you've done this big tour with Sir Cliff?
So we finished the tour with Cliff, and then we've actually got our own headline tour starting in November, going all the way through to December. So that's going to be very exciting.
Okay, and how many dates have you got on this tour?
Was it about
30? I think it's actually 29.
Oh, no, it's 30.
Oh, no, it's 30.
It's 30. Wow. Behave yourself.
Yay. So a nice little break in between. Are you going to go away on holiday?
We're actually going away next week.
Oh, nice. Anyway, nice. Space for one more in the suitcase.
Tom's going to Somerset.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Somerset. My favourite
I'm going
place.
To Fuerteventura.
Oof, beautiful.
With my mum.
Nice. Oh, windy, but lovely.
That's just me, not the plane.
It's funny, actually. We were just talking about what type of holidays we liked, and we were saying how when we, me, Tom and Jamie, flew out to help Matt propose to his girlfriend at the time.
In Spain.
In Spain. And Tom only lasted one day in the sun because he doesn't like the sun.
I couldn't do the heat.
No.
Oh, it was draining. I'm a summer holiday kind of guy, but not a sunny holiday kind of guy.
What's your ideal holiday?
Staying at home.
Just doing nothing.
Nice
no, you know, I quite like moderate temperatures, but then like going out and seeing cultural stuff, sure. like eating like local food.
People. That sounds good.
Eating local people.
But nothing too hot. What about a cold venue? Would you go somewhere freezing?
Ooh. I'm desperate to go to Iceland, actually. Geothermal pools and stuff.
Yeah, Northern
you know,
Lights.
I'm the kind of, my opinion is, like, you can only take so many clothes off if you're hot, but if you're cold, you can put as many layers on as you want.
I go to Iceland once a month.
Oh, really? Buy all your groceries.
Get my shopping.
I love that.
Very
Why was I
good.
So slow on that? Sorry.
Just on that.
Hey, you know, next time I'm not going to be on the interview. You guys are going to interview yourselves because this is just fabulous. Thank you very much for
we
being.
We love you.
Well, thank you very much for being on the show as always. Always welcome. And next time I see you, it will be biscuits, wine, and well, all
Yay.
Of it. Really.
Mistletoe and wine.
Yes. Oh yes. There you go. I like the link with Sir Cliff there. Well done. We will see you at Harewood House, or as some people can pronounce it, Harwood House, Wednesday 28th. So we'll see you then.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.